It was lovely. It was lovely. I could sense he was feeling it a little bit. You know, he's a bit emotional at the beginning. So I thought, right, while you're a bit emotional, I'm going to try and whack you, because I wasn't. I'm fine. And then he started playing like Peter Can. But I think the travelling and the amount of miles he's done on aeroplanes around the world, it took the toll on him. He was from the very first round, he's been under pressure. James Wilson, I thought first round had a chance to beat him. And he just pushed on and pushed on like he does. He's brilliant. So when people say, "Oh, you knew you were going to win," No, I didn't. Because I was miles in front at one time, and then he was hitting, 11 darters. He's a good player, and he's a one for the future, I think.
Where does this 16th BetVictor World Match Play title rank in your list of achievements?
It's massive for me, It's massive. Of course it is. For me personally, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's a tournament, which I've won many, many tournaments. It's great. It'll go down in history, I suppose. But the main thing for me is the people that come and supported me. The people that paid the money, come out, got ready, dressed up, had banners. I mean, I've never seen this before. Cheered me from start to finish. And also the people. I mean, a few of my friends have texted me the betting slips today. Of all the times to bet, to text me with the betting slip is today. They've won a fortune. To them, it's a fortune. And I'm so pleased for them.
You have made a career of proving doubters wrong. Is it satisfying to do it again, Phil?
Not really. I mean, I could say yes, of course I could. Eric's been so funny this week. I mean, he's been texting me every round. We haven't spoke for a while. And he's texted me every day. And the text message he texted me last night after beat A, and he says, "Well done, brilliant match, but you haven't won nothing yet. You've got another one to go. Until you win that, you ain't won nothing." And that's him. Do you know what I mean? Even now he'll say, you won 17-7 or 17-8. You should have won 17-6. He'll still find some fault with me with my performance, which I like that.
To beat a player like Peter, having beaten three world champions in a row, and to do it in your final year at 56 years old. I mean, this has got to be right up there with your achievements, hasn't it?
When I first looked at the draw, the bracket system. And I thought, if you win, they said you've got Barney second round. And then you've got Michael third round if you beat him. And then if you beat him, you've got, you could have AED or whatever. And then in the final, God, you know what I mean? Of course you're going to think like that. I haven't beat him for a couple of years, but hey, we're here. Things could happen.
You can play like this. You've done this a week. Why are you retiring, Phil?
I'm done. I've had enough. I've had enough of all the preparation, To prepare, you have to prepare for these things, and you have to put the dedication in, and I've done 30 years of it. It's enough for me now. Do you know what I mean? And I don't feel right up there. I'm an old man, you know what I mean? I look at me, the picture next day, Phil Taylor won or lost, whatever, and I look at him and think, oh, you're an old fella here. You shouldn't be up there with these youngsters. It doesn't look right. So let the youngsters take over now.
You're not quite done yet, though. We have got the Grand Prix, we've got the Champions League, and we've got that chance for a 17th world title.
I've qualified for, is it Wolverhampton? Is that the Grand Prix?
And the Grand Slam.
Grand Slam. So it's another tournament I've got to get myself ready for now. But well, even when you say it, that's like three or four tournaments I've got to get ready for now in the next 2 months. It's not easy, trust me. And if you want to win them, you've got to play well.
But when you said, I haven't been these guys for a couple of years, and I looked at the draw and I thought, oh, it's going to be tough. Surely doing this here this week has convinced you that this could happen.
I know I can beat them, but my form is always going to be up and down at my age. You know what I mean? You can play brilliant now, play next week, get beat first round. That's the problem. You're getting older, your consistency isn't there, and you feel it more.
If this is your final title, if you don't go and win a 17th World Championship, for example, will this have a special place in your heart?
Of course it does. Yeah. It's massive for me, and I'm really. Of course I am. I'm over the moon with it, it's another few thousand pounds towards my retirement, and I've loved every minute of it. I mean, this week has been extra special because the crowd were wanting me to win it. I've never had support like this. I've had support, but this was extra special.